Now, thousands of employees are returning to workplaces across Ireland today, some for the first time since the outbreak of the pandemic. Aramark is one of Ireland's largest employers with more than 4,000 staff. Business editor Will Goodbody was there this morning at their offices in North Dublin, where he spoke to CEO Frank Gleeson and returning employee Jasmina Barnjack.
So we've been preparing for this since May 2020. So aside from some of the physical things, so we've reconfigured the whole office. We put in screens, sanitization, and a lot of safety, international safety protocols. We've also had a lot of engagement with our employees, so walkthrough guides. We've had a video as you come back into the office so they can relearn what it's like and how they can operate more safely in the office as they come back. So it's really important that we kind of give them all the information, because it's, for some, it's like coming back for the first time. And for some, it is actually coming into the workplace for the first time, where they may have joined us 18 months ago and they haven't actually been physically in this office.
How does it feel to be back with your colleagues in the office again this morning?
That's brilliant. It has been a long, long time. So I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled, to see some of my colleagues for the first time in 15 months.
Is there much change? Does it feel different?
It feels different because we're a bit more apart than we used to be. But, you know, as you can see, we have all these things ready for our teams. So I'm happy, and I'm particularly safe, I think.
Well, let's not talk now to Maeve McElwee, who's Director of Employer Relations with the business group IBEC. Maeve, it's a phased return of employees to the workplace from today. How are companies, by and large, do we know, managing this phased return? How are they going about it?
Good afternoon. Yes, it's a really positive day, not just for employers and employees returning to offices, but I think for all of the businesses that rely so much on office workers being in our towns and city centres. So as you heard Frank Gleeson say, employers have been planning for this for many months, implementing all of the requirements around the work safety protocol, and I think really predominantly engaging very significantly in communications with staff, making sure that people understand what the office space will look like when they return, what the requirements around working safely will be, and engaging with the lead worker representatives to make sure that people are adequately trained and ready for that return.
And as is a phased return, how are they deciding who comes back now and who might wait a bit?
Lots of different options for employers to consider and employees to consider. For the most part, obviously, it's going to be on a business needs. So who needs to come back in? In lots of cases, organisations are trying to make sure that those people who have joined in the period of the last 18 months have an opportunity to get inside, to have a look at what the office layout looks like, and maybe to finalise some of the induction that they have been doing remotely over a period of time. For others, it will be around business necessity. Lots of people who've had very difficult working environments over the last number of months who are very keen to get back into a more structured workspace. But different strokes, I think, in lots of industries and sectors.
I'm just so finally, maybe in your own case, it's your own first day back in the office.
Well, actually, not today, but it was my own first week back, so I'll be back later on this week. I'm really looking forward to that opportunity to get back in for that collaboration, make all those informal connections that really matter, I suppose, to our working culture and that social engagement as well as the work engagement.
Indeed they do. Thanks very much for that. Maeve McElwee from IBEC.